great to be here again. The field looks fantastic. You know, we have such great pride in the fields that we're getting ready to put, and it was important for us to do the first one right here at this location, Memorial Stadium. You know, it made me think when I heard my name sometimes mentioned with Elmo. It reminded me of what my wife told me when I was down in Disney World. She says, people look at you like one of the characters. You got Mickey and Goofy and Minnie, and they go, hey, there's Minnie, there's Mickey, there's Goofy. Hey, there's Cal Ripken. And many times it feels that way. But I'm a real person trying to do real things in a real community. And I'm so really happy that our foundation has been able to make a difference in the lives of kids. You know, I had an influence as a baseball player. Kids want to be baseball players. They look up to baseball guys. It gave you an opportunity to actually give them some mentoring, some lessons, some exposures. And that word exposure is really interesting because we heard that a couple times. Kids, when they're exposed to something, something happens inside of them. They start to feel like, hey, there's something I can do, there's something good. And what we're talking about today is financial exposure and financial basic fundamental lessons that are very, very important. It's not too dissimilar to baseball. We go out there and we teach life lessons like what Dad did through baseball. And we give them, little things. We talk about individual responsibility. We talk about team responsibility. We talk about leadership. But it's really, really interesting how the dynamic, when you actually reach kids early enough, how it starts to develop all on their own. And one such example, I think it happened in Virginia and also happened down in D.C. You know, you go into a club, you introduce baseball with some softer bats and balls, almost in an environment like this. And some of the kids haven't had exposure to it. And so you kind of bring them along. And one of the natural forms of leadership that I think is really, really interesting is the big kid, the strong kid, is sort of the natural leader that comes up. And he wants to grab the bat first. And he wants to do it. And he kind of asserts himself in. And then when you pitch to him, you try to give him some lessons, he doesn't do so well. He's swinging and missing the ball. And he gets all frustrated and all that kind of stuff. And the other kids kind of giggle. And they laugh at him a little bit. And then the smallest, quietest kid comes up. You know, like meekly, is it my turn? Yeah. And then he gets down there, and the first pitch he throws, he whacks it, and it goes all the way over there to the wall. And all of a sudden, he gets filled up with air. And now it's something he found out that he can really do, and he wants to do it more, and he wants to do it more, and he wants to do it more. So, I mean, I think that's the interesting part about reaching kids. And I think it's so important to actually reach kids and actually give them all those kind of exposures. We talk about being a parent. Part of your job as a parent is to expose them to all kinds of things. The financial piece is really interesting to me, and the jars really resonate with me, because when I first went away, and the credit card, Lou, the credit card concept, when I first went away to play pro ball, I was 17 years old, turning 18 that summer, and my first credit card was an Amoco gas card, and my dad thought it was important for me to have that since I'd be driving to play pro ball someplace. And so he said, every time you use this credit card at the gas station, it's convenient when you drive down to Florida and drive everywhere else, but every time you do it, you take the receipt, and then you take money out of your pocket, and you put it into an envelope. So we had an envelope system. Now, again, after time, you know, you're starting to keep this around, you're trying to coordinate it, then it kind of goes on to checking, and it goes on sort of a basic understanding. But the point he was trying to make was, this card, you know, is a substitute for money, but you got to have money to go into the envelope that's going to cover your bill when you get it, because then you're in trouble if that doesn't happen. That simple concept is something that we need to share, and we need to get out there, and this is why this is so important. So exposures to kids, kind of reaching kids in an early age with the normal values and principles. You know, we do it through sport, because there's a lot of lessons, and that's really what I was exposed to, and we've had great success. But these other exposures, and I really want to applaud PNC for their interest in the community, because this is the way the community should work. You should use your resources to give those sorts of exposures to as many kids as you can. You know, parents do that naturally, but sometimes parents don't have all the different skills. That was really the only time my dad really talked to me about financial stuff, was that credit card and paying your gas bills and putting money away. But that simple principle made a point to me, and then you base a lot of your other learning on that early understanding of what money's all about. So again, I don't want to ramble on here too much. I just wanted to make that point. I seem to get more credit than I deserve, but the cool part about it is you get credit for all the right reasons. And then when you do something good, and even if it's over-exaggerated, that you've played a bigger role, it encourages other people to get involved and kind of play a bigger role too. And that's the key to your success in your community. So I want to thank all of you for having me here today. Thank PNC for the invitation. Gave me a great opportunity to come out and take a peek at that field again.